Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I am an architect, alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for architects, property owners, and land stewards, guiding them on how to birth their dream sanctuaries through a new modality that bridges spirit with architecture. I'm excited about today's episode because I'm going to be opening up a window into the process of construction with my own home. And building your own home, building it with your partner, with your family, your children, is really one of the most challenging experiences. And what I have found through the process of construction and applying the Sacred Blueprint system, which I birthed several years ago now, what I've discovered is that it's brought a lot more more balance, clarity, ease, flow to the whole design and construction process. There are moments where I am in the middle of building, various areas of our home. I mean, right now we've got, thankfully, a roof over our heads with, you know, heating and hot water running. I mean, I remember the times when I was camping out in the unfinished structure of our home and working from one of the rooms in the house while the woodworker is, you know, doing, the carpenter is doing the wood floors in the other room, or while the guys were in doing the plastering work and I'm like doing YouTube videos or, you know, leading webinars in the other room. I mean, really, it's just been hilarious and exhausting at times and very fruitful and nourishing experience. I mean, I love construction sites. As an architect, I don't know if you can relate. I don't get so bothered by the sounds of construction when I know that there's a the mess and the sounds of construction, when I know that beauty is in the process of being birthed. I like the rawness of it. I love the messiness of it. I love the aliveness of it. I love how real it is. Running an online business can be challenging because for an artist like myself, an architect and a craftswoman like myself, because it's, you're in front of the computer all the time, right? In front of the screen. And I mean, I definitely work in a rhythm that actually supports and nourishes my body, and I make sure that I've got time anchored in or scheduled in, blocked out in my schedule away from the screen. But still, there's still quite a lot that I do on the computer to run my amazing business with my team. And so it's a completely different experience to be with people in person, in the flesh, and on the site making decisions. Okay, how tall is this door going to be? you know, what's the angle of this wall? What are the how are the materials all coming together? And with all of this, you know, with building your own home, what the biggest challenge that I have experienced is that, you know, as an architect, we're used to working on projects that are separate from our own houses, right? Some of you, of course, are working on your own house projects as well, like for yourself, but you get to separate yourself, right? When you are working for a client, driving out to their site and working on their project, but you get to, you know, check out at a certain time, you drive back home, and you're removed from that experience. And that can be, of course, that's a healthy thing. But when you're working on your own house and you don't have a second house to live in, I mean, we did in the beginning, actually. We were fortunate enough to have three tiny houses out on our property. My husband, myself, my son, we all three of us lived in a super tiny house, 2.4 meters in width. Oh God, it could be even less. Yeah, 2.4, about 2.4 meters in width. Length, I would say about 7.8 meters in length. We're both very tall people. My son will be tall as well, I'm sure. And I tell you, oh my God, that was quite a challenge to be living so close to each other during the rough, raw stages of the initial construction of our home. Luckily, we were right next door, and we didn't have to drive to build the initial stages of this house. I highly recommend that if you can do that, like just camp out on your own property. If you have a tiny house or get a tiny house, that's even better. And so that reduces the stress of travel. And you can be on the construction site, right, in the blink of an eye whenever there's an issue or, you know, a builder comes by and needs to deliver some materials. I mean, just all these practical things that, oh my God, they're small details, but when you've got them in place, anchored them in place, it really helps for a much more smooth construction process. So this house, you know, I've been reflecting a lot on how much of a living being it is growing into. And, you know, with the sacred blueprint system that I have birthed is very much rooted in my studies, research, meditations, visioning journeys with the land, very much rooted in this knowing that the next stage of humanity involves building an architecture that is living and breathing just like us. And when I say this, I truly mean it not in a poetic way. I don't mean it in a way that is conceptual or metaphorical. I mean it literally, that the buildings that we are birthing and will be birthing in the next stages of humanity's evolution will be living and breathing just like us, just like plants. And I get so many visions for the future architecture and what that will look like. And part of me gets so frustrated here in the 3D world because I see buildings that are really like moving with us. And I know that now we've got architecture that can move with the sun, that can move according to temperature and has all these sensors. But the architecture that I'm talking about, and I talked about this in my last episode, is an architecture that breathes and speaks with the cosmos, with the spiritual beings in the cosmos, with the angels, with the nature spirits, with our hearts, with our soul. And we will be different. We will look different as human beings in those stages of evolution. But I'm here as a visionary, an architect, to bring the seeds, the first seeds of these future buildings into the now, planting these seeds into the now, and bringing the impulse of the future architecture into every kind of space, all kinds of spaces that we create, whether there are homes, gardens, communities, cities. And this essence, this seed, can be planted in various corners, moments in your home. They could be very small details, or they can be huge, massive expressions of form in the architecture of a new community design. So birthing these living buildings are increasingly important for us, because these living buildings help us to grow, help us to transform. And as we transform and as we grow, we inform those living buildings as well. We inform, we contribute to them. And so then there's this exchange. We become connected, united, and in this sacred relationship with buildings, with spaces. And I'll give you an example. I've just been reflecting on the stage of where I'm at in my business and how incredible, in my business and also in my own leadership growth. And I've just come out of a very dark, uncomfortable, scary period where spirit, where the mystery has been challenging me to really step up into my next level leadership, my next level authority, in order to create, or rather evolve, the sacred blueprint. And during that period, nothing was happening during the house construction. We've been taking breaks, of course, as, you know, waves of funds come in, and, you know, the timing, we know you've got to time a lot of various areas of the house construction relative to the weather, right? But there's this inner timing, this inner rhythm that the house can hear as it is growing, and it knows, and it's deeply connected to, of course, the stars and astrology as well. And so during this dark period that I just came out of, I'm just emerging from it now as spring blooms, as the beautiful blossoms grace us with their presence. It was quiet. We were, you know, us as a family, we got sick. My son had some challenges that we were tending to, that we needed to tend to. I was going through a period where I did not want to share anything on social media. I didn't want to create anything. I just was receiving the signals to be in the dark, even though there were parts of me that were squirming. Didn't want to be. And so it's amazing also how, when you step out a few zones out, how that that inner way of being was being also reflected on the outside, or happening in the same way on the outside. And what I mean by that is, you know, my woodworker was having back issues. So a bunch of the mill work was delayed. There were various events and things that were happening. My gardener was sick too for a period of time. So everything just needed to come to a pause, a halt. So the body of the building isn't only the bones. It's not only the structure or what we see physically, but the building has an energetic body. And it's deeply linked to the story of construction, but also the story of our lives, the story of our souls. And then, of course, as Mother Nature so beautifully and elegantly does, springtime comes. I mean, that's something that's a non-negotiable, isn't it? I mean, we can't, Mother Nature doesn't say sorry. She doesn't say sorry. Don't have time for spring this year. She doesn't say that, does she? Each time in the divine timing and in the most beautiful, highest structure, she births spring. And then I noticed an activity started to happen. My woodworker starts calling me. He's like, okay, let's get this. I did a whole bunch of work on my studio here that you can see some, a small view of it in the background. I'll be revealing some images in this YouTube video of this podcast, as well as share some of the upgrades in my home over several weeks in social media. So yeah, my woodworker started calling. I mean, right now my gardener is out and helping me clear a lot of the weeds in the garden, tending to the fruit trees and the bushes. Beautiful orchestration going on, a divine orchestration of all the elements and pieces starting to come together. And what was happening was all the elements, foundations of my inner temple, the elements, the walls, the structure of my inner temple was starting to strengthen again and building up the courage, the strength, the authority, the integrity to lead the next level of the sacred blueprint. I mean, it's just magical to observe how our homes, how our spaces are a direct reflection of ourselves. And when they're not in sync with ourselves, though, then they don't become supportive vessels. So this house is communicating with me now. It's communicating with my family. Whether some members of the family are more conscious of it or not, that's not important. It's the house is feeding the human. The house is feeding the human. And also revealing symbols, signs, synchronicities that become like you're no, like a way shower. The house becomes a way shower. So there was a part of me, you know, when the first blooms of spring were happening and there's this activity happening in the construction of our house, Spirit was saying, Aisha, it's time to upgrade, but you can't upgrade unless your studio is upgraded. You can't upgrade unless your tech is upgraded. I mean, I'm doing this video from a new heavy duty laptop that can take the next levels that of my growth and my creation. Let's just say it like that. And so, I'm just amazed. I'm really amazed and in awe of the magic and the beauty of this deep connection and this deep relationship that is growing with our living home. You know, another part of building this home was very much about empowering myself. Before I birthed the Sacred Blueprint, I was working at an architecture office. I've worked in various architecture firms in different parts of the world. I also ran my own studio for some time, and that's when the first impulses of the Sacred Blueprint started to speak through me, and I started to try new ways of creating and designing spaces for my clients. And during that time, I was always struggling with money. Always struggling with money and struggling with my health. I had chronic illness and I was overworked. I was stressed. I was depleted. And money just kept on falling through my fingertips. And I would always put myself last. I would put my space last. And I was really living, you know, like a student, even after I was, even after marriage, you know, there was always this, we were moving around a lot and there's just, I wasn't prioritizing my space. Ironic, huh? Right? I'm an architect, but I wasn't prioritizing upgrading my space to a level that my soul deserved. Can anyone relate? That we're always building the beauty for others, but we haven't been building enough beauty for ourselves. And so the Sacred Blueprint system not only taught me, showed me that there can be an entirely new way, that there is an entirely new way of creating with the land, creating with your clients that brings so much ease, flow, and laser precision to the design process, but it also empowers the architect by laying down the dollars for hours model, by asking or rather demanding or I'm trying to find the right word. Those two words weren't the right words. Yeah, charging higher fees. Charging higher investment levels for your programs. And I say programs, that's not a typical way of speaking in architecture speak, because it's usually, you know, a consulting fee or, but I call it a program, right? A program where the clients get to work with me for a certain period of time. In any case, so empowerment to be able to generate my own resources, to be able to build the beauty that I know that I've been called to build as a soul entering this earth. And number two, building at a high caliber, not accepting any mediocrity anymore. And so I've been blessed through the Sacred Blueprint to be able to generate the resources and attract the right building team. This is so key. God bless his soul. I have the most beautiful woodworker who always comes on time. His workshop is a walk away from our house. I mean, talk about, usually the best woodworkers are in the city. And they have to drive, you know, like at least a 30 minute drive to get to where we live. Attracting the most amazing Moroccan tadalakt and clay plastering team, Asla Tekin and her team. They are an amazing team in Turkey that do natural building construction. The wall behind me is a natural clay wall that they applied onto the existing structure of our house. I mean, you know, being able to choose finishes and fixtures and appliances that are the higher level, higher grade. This has been extremely nourishing for my soul. And I'm not saying that formula is the formula for you. For some people need to remove themselves from the material world. Some people need to relinquish their attachments to the material. They need to let go of their addiction to expensive materials, objects, things, appliances, fixtures, whatever. For some people, it might be the opposite trajectory. But because I, for so long, I mean, I'm like a hermit, people. Really, I'm a hermit and I can live, really, I could live out of a tent for quite a long time without complaining. Tents are great. Not saying that tents are like, you know, the lower way of living or anything. All I'm saying is that I needed to step up into my queendom in order to be able to carry the vessel of the sacred blueprint and ensure that my body is nourished 24/7. And we cannot nourish our bodies if we are living in toxic environments, spaces that are dead in their forms. We cannot nourish our bodies if we are not in deep communion with the land, with the property that the building is sitting on. We cannot nourish ourselves if we are forcing our maybe egotistical desires onto the design of a project. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm sure some of you right now are thinking of your own examples. I'm just thinking about now as the sun kind of glows and streams through the window now, if we don't have enough natural light, right? These are some basic needs. But I'm an architect that will challenge you. Take your creation to a whole other level, a level that you didn't learn how to work with in architecture school, a level that comes from its source, comes from the deep wellspring of your being, that comes from the magic of the cosmos, that comes from your deep relationship with your spirit guides. And so there were so many moments in my house construction where spirit, because I was connecting with the spirit of the land, asking for support. At times there were just days where I just couldn't even get out there and give an offering or, you know, a gratitude offering to the nature spirits. And I noticed how it would change the energetics, the project. But there were times where I would just kind of go like, okay, I'm so tired. We're so tired. Let's just do this, you know, part of the house in a simple way and just get it over with. But something would stop us and would say, no, I'm going to give you a bit more time to think about this detail in this corner. Or let's say a doctor's appointment was canceled, or something happened that we didn't need to go and pick up my son at the school. And all of a sudden a window of opportunity appeared almost out of nowhere for me to be able to work with the builders in that moment to create something more magical in terms of form. So there's so many examples, you know, there's some chamfered corners in our kitchen and living space that have niches. You know, before that, there were just these columns sticking into the space, which is actually not a good thing in terms of with feng shui flow, because those are very sharp corners that enter the space. Actually, you can see two of them behind me in this video, which I'm going to be working on over time, but you can kind of see where the blue paint meets the clay there. There's actually some corners there poking into the space. So, you know, some builders or, you know, even my husband, you know, because we get so tired and drained, right? During some of these challenging building moments. Okay, just leave it. And, you know, we'll build a wood shelf there later. But no, time and time again, I needed to always check in with my inner world and check in with the spirit of the land. Sometimes it was just taking a few breaths and going to another room, going to another space, checking in. Okay, am I to listen to these guys or am I to follow my intuition? And I would get the signal and say, and they would say, no, spirit would say, no, you've gotta build this niche out of the brick, we say gazbeton, the aerated concrete blocks. Not the best natural, it's not a natural material, but we worked with natural plasters over it. So, and I would get my hands dirty and start crafting and touching the materials myself with the builders. And we had a blast. And they would start getting excited like children. And so this gave me the courage and the confidence to keep going with them and to start to create more movement, more curves, more organic forms in our home. Not overkill, though. I think it's really important to have a balance between the curve and the straight. If there's too much movement going on in your home, that can actually cause a kind of vortex effect, a turning effect, a turning energy. And you don't want that. You want to be grounded, settled. Sure, for every human being, for every energetic system, there will be slightly different quality and taste and flavor to the forms that you use for your own space. But generally, we want to make sure that we have a balance between the feminine flow, between the feminine flow and between the masculine, more rigid forms. I want to get into a whole conversation, but maybe I'll save that for another time about the story of our altar. I think I've shared that in one of our previous podcast episodes. I call it the altar in our home. It's the heart of our home. Long story short, I mean, there were moments where spirit would even show us that a certain construction detail wasn't aligned with our home, by even sending burglars into our house when everything was open. We didn't have enough security. Windows weren't put into our house and people could just hop over, you know, this makeshift fence. And we had someone kick down a wall. And this was a wall that I was wanting to turn into some kind of sculptural wall, but I was actually deep down dissatisfied with it. We were rushing. In any case, long story short, the burglar, the kid that came in, he kicked down part of that wall, but he kicked it in a way that actually had this beautiful curve to it. In the moment, we couldn't really see the beauty, but we then took a moment and my husband actually said to me, he's like, actually, should we just leave it like that, right? And these were moments of just, yeah, magic, something that seemed like a complete disaster, an event that seemed in the outer sense a complete disaster, held within it the keys to an even better creation. And that encouraged me to create this beautiful sculpture at the center of our home where the stair to the second floor is located and where the hearth is located, the wood stove in our home. And so, you know, I'm excited to once our house construction is finished. Actually, I don't think it will ever be finished. It's always going to be this work in process, but it's going to be an amazing testament. It is an amazing testament to the power of bringing the feminine into a masculine structure. We're working with an existing concrete structure that was built a while back by my husband and his father and brother. And, you know, talk about masculine, right? The three, you know, the two brothers and the father. And it was my task. Now I know it was my task to bring the flow, the softness, the color, the feminine, breathe, whoosh, life, the breath of life into the home. And I'm learning so much and I'm so grateful for this beautiful home. And I can't wait to share more as it grows and evolves. So I'm curious what stories you have about your own construction experiences. I'm sure if some of you are have had the experience or currently are in the process of building your own home, you probably relate with me. And we've got to start birthing those living buildings and allow the spirit of architecture to evolve with us, to evolve with humanity. We are outgrowing the status quo buildings right now. We are outgrowing the dead, dark, gray, boring buildings. We need a new energetic. We need new vessels that will support our transformation and our growth. So if any of you are interested in learning about the Sacred Blueprint System, I'm really excited that my team and I are working on a powerful container behind the scenes, which we will be announcing in the later part of 2025. But in the meantime, for you women architects and designers who are yearning, longing to bridge spirit with architecture and have that as a foundation for a flourishing business, you know, be able to work freely, create freely, without the typical 9 to 6, okay, 9 to 8, 9 to 9 PM. That's the architect's general architect's working structure. And I want to help to bring you out of that. I want you to pull yourself out of it. I want you to lay down all the old paradigm programming, because there is a new way. There is a new way that you can create that nourishes your soul, nourishes your client's souls, and nourishes the land. And so your first taste of this new way of working, you can discover by joining me and an intimate group of women architects and designers at the ancient city of Ephesus, May 8th to 12th, 2025. That's coming up soon. We've got a couple spots left for the container. This is the VIP group retreat in Ephesus. I am adding the link below. You can click on it and sign up for the application details. There's an application form that you need to fill out, as well as, once you fill out that application form, I'm going to set up a one-on-one call to ensure that you are an aligned match for the container. And you'll also see a PDF outline of the program and what it all includes. So it is a magical place, and I am just blown away each time after leading the retreat what magic occurs. And you know, these women, one of my clients, she said that, you know, she just jumped timelines, and that's exactly what happens. You jump timelines and you accelerate your abundance, your design mastery, and really anchor in your intuitive capacities. I'll help you to discover, learn, listen to those gifts, and we're going to commune with the goddess of Artemis at the Temple of Artemis and be immersed in the most beautiful sacred architecture and allow it to deeply work us and move us and transform us. Plus, the retreat center is so deluxe and so beautiful, and you're going to enjoy the most divine food ever. So I can't wait to see you there. I look forward to your application, and thanks for listening to today's episode. I believe in all of you architects who are hearing the call to bridge spirit with form, and I encourage you, support you to be speaking your language of spirit more and more during your projects, like during your design practices. All right. See you. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.